Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back to 23FD. Jackie Wilson bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate in my website. So smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Praveen Kenyati. He's a co-founder and VP of products at group.io. Praveen, tell us about group.io.
So group.io is essentially meant for, it's a communication automation solution that's specifically meant for the frontline workforce. So what we've done is we've actually looked at all the challenges faced by blue-collar workers, and we've created a communication experience that allows employees to be onboarded. These frontline workers can be onboarded without requiring even a corporate email address.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, they can just take the regular smartphones and get onboarded to the company network, and the HR and leadership can then start communicating directly.
And make them feel a little bit more like they're inclusive. They're included in the overall organization. What Praveen is, what we were talking about earlier in this earlier segment, folks, is we have the marketplace, the workforce, the workplace has a segment of the workers who are what's called deskless workers. They don't have a desk. They're blue collar, salt of the earth people. They clean the rooms. They fix the boilers. They repair the machines. Whatever has to be done, the stuff that people who sit behind desks don't know how to do and couldn't do without these folks. And so these people, what Praveen's company does is provide a way for the company to include them more, bring them more on board into what's going on, and use a smartphone to do it. And through, if I understand correctly, Praveen, through through their phone number. They don't have to have an email address, that sort of thing. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
And now, does the company, would the company be expected to provide them with this device? I mean, smartphones are expensive. Some of these people are, you know, like these single mothers who do some of this work, they can't afford $500 for a phone. What do you think?
So there are multiple ways. There are certain organizations provide their own devices to these employees. These are company-owned devices. But this solution also works on low-end smartphones. As long as it's a smartphone, it has internet connection, the solution would work.
So the internet connection could be a mobile network. It doesn't have to be Wi-Fi, right?
It doesn't have to be Wi-Fi. It just has to be as long as they're connected on data. Mm-hmm. And most of these retail or hospitality setup, they also have Wi-Fi at on premise.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be. They can just consume it over regular data.
What about the language issues? We have language barriers across America with a lot of deskless workers. And that's just a reality, right? And is there some of that has to?
That's right.
Do you deal with that?
Yes. In fact, that's a very interesting point you bring up. 90% of our customers, you know, talk about the issues with the language barrier. And what we've done is that we've done inline translation, so you can communicate in English. But they can get an instant real-time translation into their language, their preferred language.
Interesting.
So you could send out a broadcast about, you know, what you're doing from a COVID safety perspective, and it can translate into Spanish for our Spanish-speaking, your Spanish-speaking
mm-hmm.
workforce.
Mm-hmm. Does this give them the ability to clock in, clock out? Clock out for lunch and clock back in after lunch? Does it tell them what their pay records are? Does it allow them to have their money deposited for them so they can spend the money on their phone? Does it provide all that? an engine, kind of a financial engine in there?
That's a great point. Again, that's exactly what it does. It does things like clock in, clock out. You can send out a request to swap your schedule if you're not able to make it. You don't have to call back and forth. You can do it in a very collaborative way. It's like sending a text message to the group. You can look at your pay stub. You can look at safety videos, documents. You know, you can do pretty much everything that you would want to do, from, let's say, a computer, from your smartphone.
And I think we can all accept that pretty much everybody in the marketplace today knows how to use a smartphone. I don't think we'll have to, even if I don't speak their language and they don't speak mine, if they don't speak Southern Provision, understood now.
That's right. And we've also consciously designed our user experience to be simple, such that, there is no training required. It's very similar to other popular social media apps, because all of them are using, the likes of Facebook or Instagram. Or
they're used
Snapchat,
to that.
All of that.
And for a talk show host, that's simple is really important, Praveen. I need the website quickly, please.
Group.io, www.group.io.
And that's group with an E on the end, and then the .io. Hey, Praveen, good job today. Will you come back?
Sure.
We'll see you next time. Praveen Kenyatta, ladies and gentlemen, with group.io. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.